This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Nicole. Steve Summers calling you.
Hey, Steve. So I got the... Yes, they just sent me the application that you sent in. I do have some questions for you. You have here your gross annual sales. What were they last year?
Is that a question, or you were looking at what it says?
It says 50,000, correct?
Problem is, we've got a new business entity that we're trying to start up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was actually formed back in July.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a short history on that.
Okay, so it's a new business. Do you have other businesses? I know the original one I had called, was that your father's? Or?
Right, yeah, it's his, and we're still in the process of separating to do different, you know, focusing on different types of work. We had been working together. I was partners with him in it. Then he sold one out to me, and we're in the process of you know, trying to figure out what goes with who and what works best in which situation. So it's that part's in transition. So I figured it'd be cleaner just to go ahead and start a new entity and start working with that moving forward. And then we're going to work on other aspects of it, trying to get the getting everything all sorted out.
Okay, so this particular business was started in July of 2016. Oh, so it's just this year.
Right.
Oh, okay. And what about the other businesses? How long, is there multiple ones, or is it just the other one from your father? How did that kind of...
Well, the Focus Products is since 2008, and we're basically doing pretty much the same thing. Except for our and the focusing more on screen printing and vehicle wraps and there's so many different things that we do. Anyway, a trade show type things. It's just, you know, a lot of those types of things, whereas he is more like, I don't know, Christian education products and dry erase products, sports diagramming boards for pro and semi-pro teams and that sort of thing. So we're kind of dividing up some of what we do and going our, you know, different directions with things.
Okay. Was this business ever underneath the Focus Product name, or was it just...
We did do a DBA as Electroman, but then I went ahead and just formed a new LLC with Electroman LLC in the state of Arkansas.
Okay, how long did you have the DBA as Electroman?
Oh, it seems like it was like, I don't know, 2 or 3, maybe as much as 4 months before we decided just to go ahead and split it out.
Okay. So,
but I know it's a little bit confusing on some of the information.
Yeah, that's why
we're
kind of just kind of, yeah, we're kind of just trying to see, you know, what we can do here for working capital. But it sounds like,
right.
So will the, let me see, the working capital loan itself, the sales have to be a minimum of 100,000 for the year.
Oh, okay.
But because you have the other business there, will any of the, like, the working capital loan payments be made from the other business? Are they included in any way?
I mean, you tell me, is there a best way to structure things on, it comes down to we're just needing a loan for working capital. We're trying to move forward and expand into, expand some of our customer base. We're in the Northwest Arkansas area with Walmart Home Base and Tyson Foods and a lot of these other
There's some larger companies for our area anyway, here, and we're we've got contacts, we've got inroads, and we're looking at going after those companies' business, and some of them we already have. I used to work for Tyson Foods in their corporate packaging group. I was one of the senior artists with them there, and so I mean, I've got contacts inside, and so we're just trying to get the capital to be able to expand and increase our sales so that our operational costs is a smaller percentage, you know, that whole formula there.
Yeah.
But when you do that, you have to you know, have funding to be able to fund the materials and everything for them. Whenever they're wanting to place orders with you, they want to know that you can, you know, support them.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to find somebody that'll stand behind us so that we can go ahead and expand our business in that area. And so
okay.
It's basically working capital. We're going to be doing some advertising. But, you know, it's going to be, you know, typical business stuff, you know, taking care of some expenses, buying materials, advertising, you know, all the things that go with trying to expand your business.
Okay, so this working capital is kind of to just get more or less this expansion off the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this was an expansion from the Focus Products, correct?
Right, and the problem you're going to run into looking at the financials is we had at Focus Products, we had like a couple of down years.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year and a half, 2 years that sales dropped. In our area, we had a downturn in demand,
mm-hmm.
and then my dad is also looking to try to retire and get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little bit of a difference of opinion on whether to just fold and go away or expand. And you know, this is what we do. You know, either go big or go home. And so I'm trying to, you know, expand the business, and so that's what I'm. The funding for it. It's kind of in a nutshell where
okay.
it's been and where it's going. So you're going to run into some issues with our credit on Focus Products. There's like NSF things. And so it's just, I figured it was just cleaner to go ahead and try to move forward with the Electroman as a new entity without all the baggage. But so we're just trying to work through all that and see if there'll be somebody that'll stand behind us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So that's why I'm trying to get the breakdown here, and then I'll go talk to my underwriters and supervisor and kind of see, you know, where they want to go forward with it. For the Focus, I mean, okay, first let's start with the Electroman. Are you the 100% owner there?
I am. I'm also 100% owner with Focus. He sold out his, we were 50-50, and he sold that out to me. And
so you're the 100% owner of both businesses?
Both businesses, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, okay. What were the gross annual sales of Focus Products last year?
Oh, let's see. Seems like it was down around... Oh, man, 125 maybe. But see, we've got a good accountant, and he ended up showing it as a loss. So when you look at the actual income tax, it shows a loss of, I think, maybe 30 to 60,000. But around 120, I think 125 or something like that. But we've been up to 250,000 or so.
Yeah, so we look at it, we're looking at just the, you know, your top line revenue, so just your gross annual sales there. So it was about 125?
Yeah, or so. I'll have to look back. I was hoping to talk with you when I was in front of my information so I could give you more accurate figures, but I'm kind of spitballing, but if we need to wait until tomorrow for me to be able to get more accurate figures than we can. I mean, I figure you guys are going to be looking into it anyway, so you'll be able to see. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where it is right now.
Okay, so gross annual sales for Focus Products last year was about 125.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm trying to keep that out of this if I can.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Focus out of it.
No, I understand. The only thing is, because, you know, you were in business for, you know, since 2008, and you have that credit there, then we might be able to work based off of that and get you the loan for this business. But, okay, so let me take this information and go talk to my underwriters. Do you want me to call you back today or tomorrow morning when you can kind of, I know you said you wanted to
today's
be in
fine.
Office.
I'm not pushed on anything. As long as it's nothing where I will need to give you some specifics on the information, then, I can give you generalities, but I'll have to wait until I'm in front of my information to give you specifics. So, but it's up to you.
Okay, so I'll try to get back to you today where our office closes in just a couple minutes. But if I can, then I will. If not, what time is a good time to get to hold of you tomorrow morning?
Let's see. We're Central Time here, so I will be available probably from about 6 o'clock your time on.
Okay, yeah, I'm in office at 6:30 in the morning, so, I mean, I can call you first thing in the morning. That's not a problem.
All right, and okay, again, so you just go ahead and look at what your offerings are and what maybe the best option is that may give us success on getting a loan. If we need to do a, equipment, collateral for part of that or whatever, just let's just look and see what the options are. We're not going for anything specific. We're just trying to see what's available.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I'll give you a call tomorrow morning. That way we can kind of get all the details for you together.
And when you do our credit, do you do soft pulls or is it going to do hard pulls that are going to
It's a soft pull. We only pull from Experian.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, Steve, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, appreciate it, Nicole. Take
okay,
care.
Bye.
Bye.